Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. Good Grand Rising. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Keith Haru. And on today's segment, what I'm going to be doing is sometimes what I normally do on live on air, I do short segments, you know, just so you guys can kind of see what I do as far as my oracle reading. So that's what I'm going to be doing today. Today is going to be a session where I'm going to invite a guest on, and we're going to do a live oracle reading on air. All right. So you can check out, you know, the show archives to see my longer readings. I have plenty of shows on my oracle sessions. I do private sessions as well, so you can also get a private session with me. You can email me at Haru, and that's spelled R-U, R-U, that's spelled H-U-R-U, and theoracle at gmail.com. So all that information is in the show details, so if you want to check out the show details, all the information is there, where you can also check out my website to get a reading as well. But people love my private sessions, and I also do tarot sessions as well. So Oracle Tarot Sessions, I found an awesome way to combine the two to give you, like, one of the greatest readings you've ever had. So, you know, you can check out my Facebook page, Intuitive Readings by Haru. You can check that out, and you can look at the reviews yourself just to see how people benefit from, you know, getting a reading from me. And my sessions are very inexpensive because I want everybody to have this experience, you know, when it comes to spiritual growth and enlightenment. And, you know, there's a lot of complex information out there, you know what I'm saying? So I serve as 1111 gateway, you know, to pretty much kind of guide you, you know, to show you the way, pretty much. So those are that's what my readings are about. You know, you come to me for clarity. You know what I'm saying? So we go to the deck, and I use your Know Your Magic deck, which is a deck from my mentor, Miss Blue, which I studied under for years. And I started using her deck, and, I mean, it's the truth. So I'm going to let you guys witness that live on air today. Now, I do want to just tell y'all real quick before we get started that I do apologize for, you know, I revamped my show in January, but I've only been doing short segments here and there because I've been so busy. I mean, I've had so many platforms that I was working on and everything like that, but my own, you know. So doing a lot of marketing, promoting, things of that nature. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of good things has been going on. So yeah, I mean, I'm so excited, you know, to be back and to, you know, be doing my segments. Now, in the future, I will be doing longer segments and longer shows. I'm thinking I'm going to start back probably about March to do my two-hour segments. You know, and that way you guys can call in, you know, so just pay attention to Facebook. Keith and Boyd is my Facebook page. You know, just pay attention to K-E-I-T-H-O-N-B-O-Y-D, Facebook. So just pay attention to updates, you know, and follow me if you want. Intuitive Energy Readings on Instagram. So there's a few things, you know, like I said, I've been doing a lot of marketing lately for different businesses and stuff, and which is having great. Lisa is my, she's great. I mean, she has a one-stop shop store where you can get all your spiritual essentials. You know what I mean? So, I didn't put that in the comments, in the show details, but if you want to visit Lisa's store, I mean, she has different herbs. Herbs are not on the website, you know what I'm saying? But you can get any kind of herb that you need or anything like that. You can get it, you know, by emailing Lisa at info@lisafragrancen.com. And you know what? I'm going to put it in the show details, too, so you can look for that. I'll do it after this call. All right, so Lisa's Fragrance and Such, you know, it's a one-stop shop store. You know, I'm going to put the information also in the web store link in the show details as well. All right, so again, if you want a reading from me, HaruTheOracle@gmail.com, and Haru is spelled H-U-R-U, and everything else is just how it sounds. All right, so the vision for this show, you know what I'm saying, is just pretty much, you know, to kind of enhance everybody's awareness, you know what I'm saying, collectively. So that's the intention of this show. You know, we just want to get together collectively, share information. You know, there's no bashing, debating. You know, I don't play none of that on my this show. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're all about growth. We're going together. You know, if somebody doesn't know something, you know, we share and we learn, we teach, we grow, you know, all of that. You know what I'm saying? We like to keep things in balance. Even when we disagree, you know, we can agree to disagree. So that's the vision of the show. Look forward to future show updates and details. I got a lot of great personalities that I will be collaborating with. All right, so back to today's show. So today I have a special guest, Ivy, who I'm about to bring on right now. And she agreed to do this 30-minute segment with me, which is great. And, yeah, let's go ahead and get this started. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and bring Ivy on right now. All right, Ivy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. All right, so I want to thank you first, you know, for agreeing to come on and, you know, do a segment. I mean, this is, you know, this is courageous, you know, to get on air and, you know, do this. So I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so Ivy, you do know a little bit about my readings. You know, they're going to be in tune with, you know, your energy. So any kind of energy
mm-hmm.
blockages or anything, that we're going to seek to give you clarity, okay?
Yeah.
So when I did your chart, you know, you had a very great chart, you know, and your chart spelled, you know, you're determined and you are very successful. So another thing it said was that you have a desire for self-mastery. So I felt
mm-hmm.
that that's what led you here today, because you have, like, a desire to learn, a desire to for self-mastery. So it's a great thing, right?
Yeah, it's good. It's good, but I'm curious about the things that I definitely need to work on, because I know that there's a lot more that I could be doing. So I guess that's
okay.
why I am here.
Okay, great. Okay, well, we have 22 minutes left, but if there anything else that I need to, if we don't cover everything, I would definitely cover it for you in a private session, free of charge. You know, any thing
okay.
that we need to discuss if we run out of time. So,
okay.
just
awesome.
To let you know, great. Just to let you know too, Ivy, I provide email summaries for my customers. And what an email summary is that you'll get visuals of your cards, you'll also get the descriptions, and I take a lot of notes in our sessions. So you're gonna get everything in an email, because when people get their readings, you know, like, sometimes they forget, sometimes they want a reference. So I'm like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just provide a summary. You know what I'm saying? So allow me 5 to 7 business days to produce that summary, because I have a lot going. So just you will get a summary, okay?
Okay, awesome.
In divine
timing.
You're welcome. So just, you know, I'm going to definitely share with you some of the things that, you know, I saw in your chart to work on, as well as what the cards say for you. But I just want to share some good things, you know, that I read in your chart. You know, you're determined. You're very straightforward. You're independent, successfully oriented. You love change and adventure. Is that true?
I do, but somewhere along the line, someone told me that I didn't, so I have this blockage about it, but I'm
Ooh.
Learning to embrace it, though. Yeah. So
okay.
I'm
well,
pretty
hey,
aware of that, so, yeah.
Okay. Well, it said that, and then when it said love, change, and adventure, okay, I get, but when it says love, change, I'm like, whoa, because change can be difficult, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of times
mm-hmm.
subconscious. You know, we're embedded in our comfort zones, you know, so change, I was like, well, that's a great quality to have, because with that
yeah.
love, you can do anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but you said something very key, somebody told you that, so, you know,
yeah.
you know what I mean? So, of course, you know, that's a lie, you
exactly.
know, but it's something you said that you're going to work on, which is great. So,
yeah.
All right, so you're very confident. You have a good business mind. And it said you're motivated by large projects. You have good concentration and common sense, which means good self-discipline. You're a good organizer, which is a wonderful trait to have. Oh, my God. You're a natural leader. You know, I mean, all of that alone right there just spells it. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, do you feel that about yourself? Do you?
I do.
At your core?
I do.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So some of the, in contrast to that, you know, some of the things it said to watch out for is that you can be impatient and you can have these emotional mood swings. So, you know, you know what I mean? Emotional, but, you know, I think that emotional, I'm going to write that at the top of your summary, because I think emotional balance, I've been doing a lot of readings on women and emotional balance. Oh, my God. Y'all, it seems like y'all are working on emotional balance, which is great, but it is one of the hardest things.
It is.
You know, so, you know,
you
but it's doable.
Mind. But, yeah, no, it is. It's just about, I guess, habits, training your mind.
Subconscious.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, subconscious, you know what I mean? Because subconscious habit, you know, it develops over time. So with the subconscious habit, you know, unlearning in the subconscious habit can be quite frightening, you know what I mean? But it took me years, and I'm still not there yet, you know what I mean? I still got shit, you know, but it's doable,
you know?
So that's the good news. So another thing you said is for you to listen to what others have to say and avoid being stubborn.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You know, I mean, that's the balance, you know, being open. You know what I mean? Being open to criticism. Being open.
Yeah.
You know, being open, being transparent, being vulnerable, all of that stuff is very key, you know? It's a process, though, you know, but one important thing is not to judge it. You know, I could have just gave you a reading alone on your chart. But just tell me briefly, if you don't mind, about your, how long have you been on this spiritual journey, and what do you like about it?
Probably about, I want to say maybe about, 5 or 6 years now.
Okay.
It started around like 18, 19-ish. I'm 25, so 4 or 5 years, I guess you could say.
Okay.
And I guess I do like the change, so I guess that is true. I like every time that I reach another, I guess another step up, I evolve a little bit and I change a little bit more, and I really like that. So I like looking back on, you know, who I was and being like, okay, I'm not that person anymore. I fixed these habits. I fixed this mindset. So I think that's what I really like about it. So.
Okay.
And then
okay,
also,
great.
Wait, one more thing. The people that I touch when I'm as I'm moving forward, I like being able to kind of mentor and being like, hey, that's something I saw that I used to do, and, you know, hey, this is what worked for me and stuff like that. So I like to help heal as well. So, yeah.
Help heal as well. That's a great quality to have. You know, we call that, you like to, you know, you like to ignite the cosmic spark in others. You know what I mean? That light.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
Igniting that light in others. Yeah. So, absolutely. So I've already pulled for you. You have an awesome read. I love it. So, the second question, what do you feel that some of your challenges are?
My mind. That's the only thing, honestly.
Mind.
Just if I can get outside of my mind with a lot of things, I could be unstoppable. So that's what I'm working on right now.
You know, it's about perspective, really. When it comes to mind, it's about perspective. Like, what are you telling
yourself?
You know what I mean? So, that you know, here's a key thing for that. You know, there's a, let me see, I'm going to send the Wayne Dyer lecture. Change your thoughts, change your life. So Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. Wayne Dyer is a great teacher on that. You know, I recommend everybody to him about Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, you know, because it's about perspective and mindset. So if you have some, like a self-defeating thought, you know, some, what somebody told you or, you know, whatever you have, like a I'm not good enough, you know, just those self-defeating stuff that creeps up in the back of our mind, you know what I mean? And we get the thought. You know, we acknowledge the thought, we're having this thought, we kind of get to the root, okay, why are we having this thought? And then we change it. You know, you can literally say out loud, stop, no, that's a lie. I mean, people are going to think you're crazy, but, you know, it doesn't matter what they think. I mean, this is your spiritual wealth on the line, you know what I mean? So yeah, you know, it's just getting more, changing your thoughts, changing your life, and that alone is a process. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into your reading because your cards spell all of this. You know what I mean? Your cards. Yeah, okay. What do you desire to learn from this reading?
How to remove those blockages. Well, I know, but how to get just a little bit more tips. Tips never.
I like to just learn. Yeah, self-mastery. You have a desire for self-mastery. Absolutely. So, all right. So in your reading summary, though, I'm going to give you the information briefly here, but in your reading summary is where I'm going to give you your tips. I'm going to send you, like, YouTube videos. I'm going to reference to you books that you can read. Yeah, love. Can I tell you, I'm going to give you about 2 years' worth of homework in one setting. That's why it takes so long to do it. You know what I mean? Because because you know, the information and the depth that's in it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a lot of work. And you know, but I promise you, if you look at the reviews on my page, like literally, the readings are life changing. If you do your part and if you do your work, I'm telling you. I have business owners, you know what I mean, people who are now teaching on their own platform. You know what I mean? It's nothing but success once you stop through here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you just have to do the work. That's the only requirement. Do the work. That's it.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. So getting into your reading. All right. So the first card that you pulled was a card called Stand Your Ground. Now, this is in contrast to when I first was telling you to the first thing I told you. Where's my notes? Did I lose my notes that fast? Oh, no, here you go. All right, the first thing I said, listen to what others have to say and avoid being stubborn, right? You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So Stand Your Ground. So this card comes at a time when you are being tested. So you're being tested in some type of way or ways, rather, you know. But here's the thing for you to evaluate your action and seek advice from a trusted friend. So just what you're doing today here, agreeing and doing a radio show, shows that you are willing. Just remember that, though. You know, remember to stand your ground and remember to ask for help. You know, this card is about rising. It's about small steps. You know what I mean? You don't have to always leap. You know, just small steps. Asking for help.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be really key and really important. Okay? So be sure. Do you ask, how are you in that area?
That's
okay.
Enough. I could definitely use some work on that, but I'm learning.
That's what we're here for. What we're here for. You know what I mean? Just to point out those blockages. So here we go. You know, just like ask for help. You know what I mean? Be open. Ask for help if you need it. All right.
Yeah.
So that's what this part is about. Now the next card. Do you know anything about chakras? Y'all been pulling this all week. Y'all been pulling this one all week. Man, every reading.
Oh, okay.
So it's good. It's very important to understand the sacral chakra. So this is about, you know, you're very independent. You have a business mind and all of that, you know. But see, this card, when you pull the sacral chakra, this card is about creativity. So this is card is about creativity, sexual healing, and letting your emotions flow. So that's another thing I told you about to watch out for, those emotional moods. So if you have mm-hmm. emotions, you know, identify the emotion, identify what's the root of the emotion, why you're having the emotion,
yeah.
and just let it flow, because it's not going to stay there forever. You know why those emotions stay there? Because we feed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So as long as you feed, you know, if it's a low vibratory emotion, as long as you keep feeding it, like feed it with positive shit, feed it with a change of perspective. You know what I mean? Feed it with
yeah.
that. You know, don't
yeah.
continue to feed it with "I'm not good enough," "They were right," "I'm a loser." I'm, you know, no. You don't have to
mm-hmm.
do that. You know what I mean? So, you know, hey, again, it's a process, you know, but we're just
mm-hmm.
identifying. So the sacral chakra is another important study, you know, just getting into the root, which is going to be included in your summary. But just to give you a brief, you know, this is considered the second chakra, and this is located at the pelvis between the hips, and its color corresponding is orange, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the sacral chakra resonates in sexuality, passion, and creativity. This is the chakra to focus on if you are feeling emotionally rigid, okay, and you're creative, your creativity is stumbled or closed off to intimacy. All right, so if you tend to be hypersexual or get emotionally attached easily, your sacral chakra may be overactive. All right, so this chakra governs your immune system, your gallbladder, you know, your waste organs, your spleen, you know, all of that stuff internally. You know what I mean? That's what this chakra governs. So it may be, you know, blocked. You know, that chakra may be blocked. So, again, I'm going to give you all the information that you need to get more. You know, I'm going to give you emotional balance tips, you know, tips on the sacral chakra. You know, one of the guys that I respect, Jamar Milton, he has some great chakra videos that I'll be sharing with you. I'm going to share that with you through Messenger.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to do that today.
Awesome.
Sacral video. All right, so the last card you pulled was Get a New Story, okay? So that one speaks for itself. So everything that you want's new, you know what I mean? This is encouraging you to get a new story. So this is one of, you know, one of the most important things for you to do is for you to study the universal laws. Have you studied the universal laws?
No.
Okay. All right, so studying the universal law. So
wait, but I don't even know what that is, so I might have touched on it and then, but
okay, some examples are the law of attraction. You know what I mean? The law
mm-hmm,
of attraction.
Yeah.
Yeah, the law of attraction, law of vibration, law of cause and effect, which is what this card is about. All right,
okay,
so get a new story. So this card represents action, thought, and cause and effect. So this card encourages you to understand the process of building foundation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so understanding the process. So the law of cause and effect, you know, is going to be very, very key, you know, for you to just kind of delve into, you know, the universal laws. But I have a great website. It's their articles, but they're really in-depth articles on all of those topics. You know what I mean? So you'll get
mm-hmm.
you'll benefit from it. So again, you're gonna get a lot of homework. So you know. So yeah. So I pulled three cards for you. That was your last card. So how do you feel about that?
Great. I feel like all those things are accurate and they line up. Every one of those things that we talked about, especially the last card, because I'm actually reading a book that talks about pretty much the law of attraction. It's called The Power of Awareness. It's a really great book. So it's like all these things I've kind of touched on, but it's kind of confirmation that I need to dive into those things a little, you know, a lot more, so I can get to where I want to go and I can get to where I need to go. So that makes sense.
It does.
It's just kind of like confirmation, you know.
Uh-huh. That's what this is. All this is confirmation of things that you already know. You know what I mean? Because, see, you are the creator. You know, and sometimes we need that confirmation. You know what I mean? You know, I only give suggestions. I never give advice to people. I never tell you what you want, what you need to do. You know what I mean? Just a suggestion. And a suggestion in clarity. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that the cards provided you that clarity. But most important in this, Ivy, is what I want you to remember, even studying everything that you're going to be studying and delving more into, I want you to remember the first card you pulled. And the first card you pulled was about standing your ground. This is like opening up and asking for help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That first, above all else, you know, because if you don't have that piece, you know, if you're not vulnerable, you know, vulnerability is our greatest strength. They lie to us. Vulnerability is not a weakness.
Yeah.
Being vulnerable is your greatest strength. Why? It may not look good at the time, but why? Because, you know, and being vulnerable, you know, you get to learn and you get to grow. And you get to, you know, you learn and you grow, and you'll be able to help others in ways unimaginable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just remember that, you know, open up, ask for help. You know, you the law of attraction. You know, you attract your tribe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in attracting your tribe, you attract like-minded people who respect your growth, who respect your journey. You know, there's going to be trolls along the way. Don't get it twisted. You know, there's going to be those people who really don't have your best interests. You know what I mean? But even in that, we still stand in our truth. We still stand in our vulnerability. And we still, you know, attract our tribe. You know, unconditional love at the root, right?
Yeah.
So you will attract people. So do you have a team of people, you know what I mean, who you know, are in alignment with, you know, your journey? I mean, do you have that influence around you?
Definitely.
Okay, great. So utilizing them more, being more honest, you know what I mean, about what's really going on.
Yeah, that's why I said asking for help and stuff and being open and vulnerable. I was like, oh, yeah, no.
Yeah. I mean, I feel that, you know, what's coming through is that's going to be most important for you, is for you to be vulnerable and ask for help.
Yeah.
All right. So, that concluded your reading. We have about 2 minutes left. So, I mean, do you have any questions or anything for me?
Honestly, no. I'm kind of letting it soak in.
Okay. That was a lot. That was a lot. I'm great. I'm so glad that you enjoyed it, Ivy. Again, I want to thank you for coming on and getting the reading and everything. And, I'm going to, if you can, real quick, inbox me your email address so I can write in on your summary so I have it. And, again, 5 to 7 business days, you know, to produce your summary. And if you have any questions or need me or anything, need any clarity, I'm a part of your tribe, your family, you know what I mean? So, hey.
Awesome.
I'm an inbox away. I don't have to be a distant friend, you know what I mean? You can bring me closer if you want. You know, my friends enjoy me, you know. Yeah, they enjoy me. I mean, I'm very funny. I'm very, you know, I'm balanced. You know, I can be serious. And, you know, so you'll enjoy my page. You know, I think we're friends now.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, great. So send me your email in your inbox. And, again, I thank you. And, if you have any questions, just be in touch, okay?
All right, thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. You didn't have to take time out of your busy schedule. I heard, I was listening. Take time and that's really special. Yeah, this is great. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Enjoy your day.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, that was the Oracle session, 30-minute. So if you want to get a session, you know, I have extended sessions at very inexpensive prices. You know, my sessions are only $22, and you can get a reading for me, HaruTheOracle@gmail.com. Haru is spelled H-U-R-U. Or, you know, get the link in the show details, and you can go to my Facebook Intuitive Reading page, Intuitive Readings by Haru, and you can book a session or inbox me there, and I'll reply there to you. I'm extending to video as well. So if you want your sessions video, you know, I'm actually opening that to you guys too. But again, thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate Kia. I see y'all. Love you. All right. Have a good day. Bye.